Hello, that's Entertainment listeners. You are listening to a mini episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture Jeff Malone, coming to you live from Brooklyn, New York. It's one of the Aunt Beth tells Jeff to watch or listen to, in this case, episodes, wherein my co-host and aunt, Beth Woods, provides me with a recommendation of some piece of media that I have never consumed in its entirety up until this point. And then I got to go check it out and then report back here on the microphone and let her know and let you, the audience, know what I thought about it. Now, the past few seasons of this podcast, the routine that I have requested from Aunt Beth is, could you please pick a year, then pick like three things from that year, specifically years from before I was born. And we're going to call them the classics. Because if it's older than me, a full-grown adult, they must be a classic at this point. Now, this round, Aunt Beth actually went with the specific year that I was born. So, actually, in this case, I was alive for the release of these recommendations. But I was a little tiny baby in diapers at that time, so I had no idea what was going on. So I guess this is okay. This is acceptable. And you know what? She recommended some solid choices. So I can't complain. Anyway, yeah, so I say my piece. And that's that. And then I answer like the final question, you know, would I rewatch or re-listen to this or explore this corner of pop culture some more based on this introduction to it? And yeah, that's what we got. Okay, so this time around, we're heading into the recording industry, specifically the music recording industry. Excuse me. Because Aunt Beth has recommended to me the debut album of the super group, the Traveling Wilburys, and boy, oh boy, were they super duper. This band consisted of, in alphabetical order, Bob Dylan, the late great George Harrison, Jeffrey Lynn, the late great Roy Orbison, and the late, great Thomas Petty. So, yeah, those guys all already previously famous and acclaimed in their own rights for decades before they got together. I wonder what Aunt Beth thought at the time that the Traveling Wilburys formed and burst out there. And I wonder what my dad thought. My dad was busy raising some young kids, but you can listen to music while you've got babies and toddlers at home. So I imagine he was paying close attention to this, and as was Aunt Beth. She also had some young kids at this time as well, or at least one young kid, with more on the way. Anyway, what did I think of it decades after its release? Well, anyway, unsurprisingly, I was already familiar with these fellows, both separately and together. I was aware that the Traveling Wilburys existed before I listened to this album in full. This wasn't a completely new introduction for me. You know, I've been listening to classic rock radio for a while now, so, and a few of the Traveling Wilburys songs get played on those stations, particularly The End of the Line, or is it just End of the Line? Just End of the Line. That's cleaner, I guess. But in the lyrics, they do say The End of the Line. But anyway, that's probably their most famous song, and that is on this album. Their first album, The Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1. Did I specify that? I think I said debut at one point. Anyway, it's the album, in case you weren't aware, and in case you didn't read the title of this podcast episode. It's Traveling Wilburys Volume 1, or Traveling Wilburys Vol 1, because it's just V-O-L, period. But, I suppose that's an abbreviation, so we can pronounce the full word. And this is just one of two albums that they released in their time together. The second one was, of course, Traveling Wilburys Volume 3. I'd heard at least one of these songs before, and probably at least two, maybe more, but never as the album experience all in order straight through. Now at this point, recording this in December 2025, I've probably listened to this album straight through like at least 6 times, maybe. This has been like the biggest part of my fall 2025 album rotation, partly because, this was my podcast recommendation assignment, so I had to be thorough with my analysis, and also just because I was enjoying it enough. I was happy to click play on Volume 1 as whenever I opened up my music streaming application. Let's go track by track, or at least, I don't know if we're gonna go. I'll read the tracks. First, we start off with Handle With Care, then we've got Dirty World, Rattled, Last Night, Not Alone Anymore, Congratulations, Heading for the Light, Margarita, Tweeter, and The Monkey Man. Was that a song ahead of its time? And then wrapping it up, we've got the aforementioned End of the Line. Looks like there's a couple of bonus tracks when this was reissued in 2007, but I didn't listen to those bonus tracks. Maybe I will at some point. I might as well. But yeah, when I looked up the album, it was just the original version, I guess, that popped up. But so what were my favorite tracks? Well, Handle With Care, that popped right up. I mean, unsurprisingly, it is the lead-off track. But, great. George Harrison and Roy Orbison trade off the vocals there. And I think from a pure technical standpoint, Orbison probably had the best singing voice of all five of these guys. They're all great singers in their own right. I mean, Bob Dylan, he's gotten a lot of flack over the years for not being a traditionally, technically great singer, but I think the consensus is that he's a good singer. He's an interesting singer. And that means that he's a better singer than someone who's technically great but has no personality. And similar idea with Petty. Orbison, you can tell that he's got a special voice. Not everyone can pull off what he could pull off. Your diaphragm has to be shaped a certain way, I suppose. And Jeff Lynne is solid, and Harrison is also terrific. I mean, these guys, they put in the work, and you can hear it. So it's a mix of voices. Handle With Care, it's a good one. And then Congratulations, that kind of slows it down a bit. Dylan takes the lead on that one, so a little different style with the vocals for that one. Oh, and speaking of Dylan, I also, one of the reasons why Handle With Care is one of my favorites is because of the harmonica solo. And then Margarita, and that's kind of groovy. It's actually got a little synthiness to start off with. I think is that a synthesizer? I don't know. It's something electronic, sounds like, at the beginning of the first few notes of that song. But that one's a lot of fun. That one's got a nice beat. So I think those are my three favorite tracks. Besides End of the Line, when determining what tracks I wanted to highlight as my favorite, it's like, End of the Line has too much of a head start. We won't mention that. But there's so many classic albums out there, and it's not as hard to actually sit down and listen to classic albums as much as it is to sit down and catch up on all the classic movies that came out and all the TV shows that aired before I was born. Because with music, you can have it playing in the background and, be doing something else while listening to the music. Movies and TV, if you actually want to consume them and get the full effect, you got to be paying attention to them. But music, you can, you know, you don't have to be active with it. You know, just hit play and it's playing in the background, and you can do it a bunch of times. As I said, I've listened to this several times already. I'll probably listen to it more. I'll probably listen to Volume 3 as well. No surprise, I like this album. I'm glad that Aunt Beth recommended it. And there we go. We've got one more recommendation from the world of 1988 to go. And as for the rest of the podcast schedule, there should be at least one more episode before 2025 is through. And then we've got other stuff brewing. Nowadays, it might be a surprise when we show up in your feed, but there's ideas to come. And and of course, it is the holiday time, so you can always re-listen to our Christmas episodes if you like. Those are some of our favorites, and hopefully they're some of your favorites as well. But in the meantime, if you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky. I think we're still on the Twitter as well, but we're Blue Skying more these days. And you can support us on Patreon if you like. And keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.